And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by Kira Shaw and Joshua Cosman. This is 91.7 FM KALW San Francisco.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez, coming to us by way of the phone.
Good morning, everybody. We are coming to you temporarily through the phone because we're having a little trouble with Zoom. So we're going to do our best for a few minutes, and hopefully that'll be corrected. But welcome to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning, and we do hope you can spend the next hour with us. You are listening to Minds Over Matter. Let me give you the two numbers to join us. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We're toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you, you can send us an email during the show via mindsovermatter1, and that is at Gmail. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, the show will be on podcast later on today at kalw.org. And we're going to start with a round of introductions. If I can pull up the intro here, which I may not be able to do. And... here we go. In Lori's absence, Cameron Shaw will take up the vacant position of baseball nerd and use her intro to profess excitement for the upcoming playoff games featuring three underdog teams and the reigning champion Dodgers. May the country unite and root for anyone to beat LA. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Hey, listen, the Mariners game last night was amazing, so I'm finally excited for the playoffs. All right. Yeah. Joshua Cosman has been busy reading all the long Russian novels he can get his hands on in hopes of being awarded the Nobel War and Peace Prize. And good luck to you.
Thank you for that. Thank you. A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, imagines the Nobel Peace Prize Committee just misinterpreted that name change from Defense Department to War Department.
Yes, I'm sure it was all a big mistake. Anyway, we'll begin the questioning with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. All right, I'll start with this one. You guys are familiar with top-level domain names, I believe, which is basically the domain name assigned to a country, as well as the big ones like .org, .com, .net. So I'm wondering, what country earns approximately 10% of its GDP from its assigned top-level domain name? And then also, different country, what country has recently experienced an explosion of sales of their top-level domain? So, again, a top-level domain extension is the extension assigned to a country. So, like, the United Kingdom is .uk. So, what country earns approximately 10% of its GDP from its assigned top-level domain? And what country has recently experienced an explosion of sales of their domain? They are two different countries.
So the first one I know. The first one, the country that gets so much revenue from its top-level domain is Tuvalu, the country of Tuvalu in the Pacific Ocean, because it gets the .tv extension, which sounds like television.
Yes, exactly. And primarily because I believe Twitch pays them like $5 million a year to use twitch.tv. But yeah, you're right. Good job.
Okay. Yeah. And the other one is something, the other one is something that has recently exploded. Is that what you said?
Yes, in the last year or so.
Huh. Well, Dana, you're much more, you have your finger on the pulse of the young more than I do. So I think this is a you question.
No, only when I'm taking their pulse. let's see. I really don't know, to be honest. I don't know. Is it based on any particular product that this country may produce?
It's not based on the product that the country produces. There may be some produced there. I would doubt it because I'm not going to say why. That would give hints. But it is based on the letters used in the name.
And these letters are similar to something quite well known?
Yes.
Is it Turkmenistan? Something to do with TikTok?
No, but I like how you're thinking. It is not Turkmenistan.
Huh. All right. Well, we'll think about that
some more. Yeah.
All right. So just repeat that if you would, Cameron, and then we'll move on.
Sure. So Dana got the, Josh got the first part of the question, which was, what country earns approximately 10% of its GDP from its assigned top-level domain name or domain extension, excuse me. But the second part that we don't have is, what country has recently experienced an explosion of sales of their top-level domain?
All right.
So we can leave it out.
And Josh, your turn.
Okay. I have an Oscar question for you. You remember earlier this year when Mikey Madison won the Best Actress Oscar for her starring role in Anora. This was the return of a venerable Hollywood tradition, which was to say Best Actress Oscars going to actresses with matching first and last initials. Mikey Madison was actually the first actress in more than 25 years to win a Best Actress Oscar with the same first and last initials, but it used to happen all the time. There have been before her, there were 10 actresses who won Best Actress Oscars who had matching first and last initials. Tell me if you can name them. That's part one of the question. Then I will segue quickly before we get to that onto part two to point out that this is very clearly a sex-linked trait, because in the entire history of the Oscars, only two male actors have won Best Actor Oscars who also had matching first and last initials. So if you can name either of those two. So again, to recap, we're looking for the 10 actresses with same first and last initials who won the Best Actress Oscar in the up to more than 25 years ago. And the two over the course of Oscar-winning Oscars who have won the Best Actor Oscar.
Okay.
Cameron, do you want to start?
The only one I can think of at the moment is Marlee Matlin for Children of a Lesser God. I don't remember what year. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, I will go with my usual ancient history. And Helen Hayes. Claudette Colbert.
Good job. Okay. Yeah, you got the first two. You're the ancient history guru here.
Yeah, I am ancient history. All right.
So Helen Hayes, Claudette Colbert, and Marlee Matlin were three of the seven Best Actress Oscar-winning actresses to have the same first and last initial. There are seven more before we get to Mikey Madison of this year. And there are only two ever who have won the Best Actor Oscar who have the same first and last initial. If you can get those two, that's also a bell.
Can I guess one more?
Absolutely.
I believe Sissy Spacek won.
You're correct.
Is that right?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not for Carrie, right? Is it for Coal Miner's Daughter?
Exactly right. Yeah. Also keeping with the matching first and last name initials theme.
Yeah.
I tried to do a little sub theme of, you know, people who have won Oscars for matching first and last initial roles, but she was one of only two, I think, or three.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Right. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll leave the rest out there.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, I have a question about organ donations. And I'm wondering if anybody has an idea about what percentage of donors are deceased? What percentage of organ donors are deceased?
Depends what country they're coming from, I guess.
Excuse me. This is all the U.S. This is all the U.S.
Okay. Oh.
And boy, I hadn't even thought about the implications of that question.
Well, of course, it's easy to give a kidney or a part of a liver when you're alive. But so interesting. I guess that would depend on the top three or four most donated body parts. So,
I wonder what those are. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, that I don't know. I would think corneas would be really high.
Sure.
Well, that's after death, but I would imagine.
Right, but we're looking for what percentage of donors are deceased.
Sure.
Right.
I think it's going to be lower than I would have immediately said, actually. So I'm going to say, so what percentage of are deceased? I'm going to say 40%.
No, it's a good bit higher than that.
Okay. All right. My thinking is incorrect then.
Josh, what do you think?
I'm real bad at this. I would start at 50-50 and then look for clues from the questioner.
I think I'm just going to go much higher and say 75% are deceased.
Okay, it's somewhere between 65% and 70%.
Mm.
So,
all right.
Yeah, and I was surprised. That number just seemed strange to me. And can you tell me in what state are you most likely to be an organ donor?
This is per capita, right?
Yeah, per capita. Which one, like per 100,000 residents, are you going to find the highest number of organ donors? And I was very surprised at this.
I think you have to take into religious background that too. So, interesting. I don't know. I'll just say Utah. How about that?
No.
All right.
How about Texas?
Texas?
No.
No, I don't know.
It's a much smaller state than that.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Sure. No.
It's West Virginia.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what that just really, really struck me. And to flip this over, what two states are tied for the least percentage of organ donors? And again, I just never would have guessed these two states.
Well, then we probably won't either.
okay, I'll give you a big hint. They're close to home.
Okay. Oregon and Nevada.
Uh-oh. Got one of them, and it's Oregon.
Okay, interesting. California.
Yes. California and Oregon. Yeah, we're at like 5.7% versus West Virginia, which is slightly over 10%. So anyways, just a little bit there. No politics, no lectures, just a question about organ donations. So thanks
very
much.
We'll get those later, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's fine with us.
That's true. All right.
Well, thank you, Rita.
Thank you.
Oh, the actress, the winning Oscars, Greer Garson.
Yeah, well done.
Good.
Good job.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks
for a great show. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're doing it by phone today. We're having a little trouble with Zoom. no stranger to that. And if the two numbers to join us here are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Joshua Cosman, who writes on about classical music on Substack and other things as well. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on, in a sense, 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. Oh, it's my turn here. Okay. Let me give you a couple of questions. So I have a list of the most popular boys and girls names according to for 2025. So what I'm interested in are what are the top three boys' names and the top three girls' names that have double letters, as in Everett would have a double T. So what are the three top names that have double letters in them, matching double letters, I should say?
And are they all in a row, like the two T's are together in Everett? It's not just two T's somewhere in the name?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
My sense of what the popular names are is so skewed from being old and a boomer. You know, I would have thought like Billy, but I don't think people name their kid Billy so much anymore. Is Bill or William on the one of the top three?
Yes, William is one of them. Yes.
Oh,
nice job.
Okay. Wait,
there you go.
One for the olds.
Well, William's not exactly a trendy name, but
well,
yeah.
That's the thing. I never know whether these are, you know, whether the top ones are going to be, you know, the trendy ones or whether they're going
right.
to be the old standby.
I would say these are all pretty old fashioned names.
Okay.
Just so you know.
How about
again, what are the most popular boys and girls, three most popular boys and girls first names for 2025 that have matching double letters, as in William?
How about Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
Not Hannah, no.
Really? Oh, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
What about Molly?
Not Molly.
Okay.
All right, leave that out.
Okay.
And who are the two presidents that had double first and last name matching letters?
Did you guys like call each other before the show and talk about double letters?
No.
Okay, it's just a coincidence. Interesting. Okay.
Who are the two presidents that had matching double letters in both their first and last names?
I actually know this, so I'm gonna.
All right, no, go ahead. If you know it, go ahead.
I do know it. I mean, this is one that's been around. It's Millard Fillmore and William Henry Harrison.
That's correct. Okay, leave that out. Okay. I figured out somebody would get that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to something slightly different. Of the 100 most common words in English. The 100 most commonly used words in English. What are the only two over five letters?
Okay.
Of the 100 most commonly used words in English, what are the only two that have over five letters?
So commonly used in speaking, correct? Not in
yes.
writing?
Speaking.
Yes. Okay. How about actually?
No, not that.
No, okay.
How about should?
Oh, good.
That's a good guess. No, not should. I'll tell you what parts of speech they are a little bit later. But,
yeah, okay.
But, so are the 100 most commonly used words in English, what are the only two that have over five letters? Leave that out, and I'll give you one more here. So what are the five best-selling film titles ever sold on home video formats in the U.S.? And this includes VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. What are the five best-selling film titles ever sold on home video formats in the U.S.? And this includes VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. And I'll give you each one.
Yeah. So these are movies that people buy to own.
Correct.
That's the gist of the question is what are the movies that people want to not just watch once or twice, but all the damn time?
Right.
Well, okay. It probably isn't, but it should be The Godfather.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go more popcorn. How about Top Gun?
No.
No?
Okay. Do people buy The Wizard of Oz? I feel like that's the one you watch over and over again, but that's, again, because we used to watch it once a year when it was on TV.
We're kind of talking about, you know, mid-80s to the, to now. So just keep that in mind.
All right, Home Alone? What about Home Alone?
Not Home Alone. But I think you're more on the right track there.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I was going to guess The Sound of Music. I feel like everybody owned that when I was a kid. But
No.
Okay.
All right, so once more, what are the five best-selling film titles ever sold on home video formats in the U.S.? And this includes VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray discs. So it's all lumped together. And I'm looking for the most popular boys and girls names of 2025 that have consecutive double letters, as in William, Wichitoshka. So leave that out. And of the 100 most common words in English, what are the only two that have over five letters? What are the only two of the most common words in the 100 most common words in English that have over five letters? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So I'll be very brief. What is the oldest FM station in the Bay Area?
I'm sorry?
KALW. KALW.
Of course. All right. Good. Yeah. Okay. What FM means? What FM stands for?
Frequency modulation.
Very good. What about AM?
Anti-meridian.
Amplitude
modulation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Damien.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the second question. Okay, what part of the world where David killed Goliath, the Egyptian army beat the Mongols, and other famous, what part of the world?
That's the Gaza.
In the Middle East. That is in Gaza. It's unbelievable how history believes it, you know, stuff. Really, really unbelievable. And of course, let us all pray for peace. Let's do one quick what is your favorite field? Let's do names. Okay. Deborah. What does this mean in original Arabic or Hebrew language?
It means a bumblebee or a honeybee.
Deborah. Honeybee, yeah, very honey. Good. How about Noor?
Wow.
Yeah, honeybee. Yes, Noor.
Interesting.
Noor, N-O-R, or Nora.
Oh, Nora.
Yeah.
You've asked this question many times.
I know.
No.
This is beautiful history. That's why I do it. So, okay.
No.
It means light. It means light. How about Peter?
Peter is a rock.
Very good. From petroleum. Okay. What about L?
One more, you need it, then one more, because we have
that's
other
it,
people
that's
waiting.
That's it. Sure. What about L? L as in the word Allah and L as in God. What is it? What does it mean?
Oh.
L. You can get
no, we don't know.
The Spanish language.
No.
We said
it means
It means the in Spanish.
It means the because it was a saint to mention God's name in the end of time.
Oh.
Please, everybody, pray for peace. We need peace more than ever, and pray for that deal with Gaza to go ahead and save all of this thousand people. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We are doing it by phone today. We're having trouble with Zoom. I hope that's okay with you guys. We will do our very best, of course. And we have some emails here. Chris is saying that Matthew, is Matthew one of the double letter names? And it is. Yes, Matthew is one of the three most common double letter names in the U.S. as of 2025 for boys. Very good. Carlton is wondering if it's Daryl. No, it is not Daryl. Sandra has Helen Hunt for the double letter.
That is correct. Helen Hunt was the previous.
All right. And so Deborah also had Helen Hunt. And Robert is wondering Greta Garbo or Robert Redford, and they're both the right letters, but neither one of them ever won an Academy Award for acting, strangely enough. So let's see. Peter also had Greta Garbo. It's funny, everybody thinks that she won, but she didn't. She never won. Huh. Okay. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Okay, we'll move right on. Did you say something about a pipe organ donor card? Or am I misunderstanding you?
You're misunderstanding.
Organ donor card. I've got a pipe organ donor card. Anyway, it was a funny idea. So listen, Cameron, you're there?
I've got
a question. Yes. The Nobel, you were asking about the Nobel Peace Prize?
I believe Josh was asking his intro said something about the Nobel Peace Prize, Warren Peace Prize.
Who is the only king who won a Nobel Peace Prize?
Womp, 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 womp. That would be Martin Luther King Jr.
You got it! you beat me to the punchline. Anyway.
Sorry.
Okay. Here's a question. The lower 48... You know, for them to my United States. What's larger, that or Brazil? In terms of square miles, land area.
I'll guess Brazil.
I would say Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil is slightly larger. And because I was looking this up last night, Brazil... What percentage of the continent of South America, what percentage of that is Brazil? And you sure all guess, because I'll tell you who's closer. Because anyway, so...
I'm going to guess 80%.
What?
I think that's
80.
I think that's too high. I'll say 67%.
Who? You said what? Did
too
you say 67?
Yeah.
No, you got another guess.
Cameron, okay, how about 54?
Cameron, you're closest. The answer is 47%.
Okay.
Oh, which is very close to half, but that's a big country. I got a quick question. What South American countries does Brazil border? What South American countries does Brazil not border?
That's a better question.
Ecuador and I want to say Guyana.
Ecuador was
Chile.
Going.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Ecuador and Colombia, surely.
No.
What's Chile. That?
Chile is, right. That's it, and that's it. Those are the
that's
only
it?
Two
oh,
South
okay.
American countries that Brazil does not border, Ecuador right. and Chile. Chile's obvious because it's way down, but Ecuador's, but all the other countries share a border with Brazil. Pretty cool. That's a big country.
Thank you very much. All right.
Okay.
Powerful country. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're doing it by phone today. Hope that's okay with you guys. But we will have a nice show regardless. And feel free to call us. So those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Cameron, I think it's your turn.
Okay. In what country would you find the world's highest unclimbed mountain? And bonus points if you can tell me why it's unclimbed or name the mountain. In what country would you find the world's highest unclimbed mountain?
Huh. So much for Sound of Music, eh?
Yeah. So there's a... Is there an obvious reason for this, would you say?
I think if you think about it after, like, it's the kind of thing that's obvious once you know, maybe, once you know the answer. But you could probably hash it out if you think about the mountainous countries of the world.
Is this because it is so difficult to get to or anything like that?
No.
All right.
Oh. It may be difficult to get to, but that's not the reason.
I was going to guess some peak in Antarctica, which is, you know, assigned to some country, but not actually part of the territorial landmass.
That's sort of the way I was thinking, right? Too, about that.
I understand the thinking. The highest peak in Antarctica is only like 7,000 feet tall or something. So it is taller than that.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
May I ask, is it in a country that does not allow you to climb it for some particular reason, for maybe religious or something like that?
Yes, it is.
Is it in the interior of Papua New Guinea where there are still sort of unreached spots, I think?
No, it is not.
Okay.
All right, so the country is not allowing you to climb the mountain. Is that mad?
The country is not allowing you to climb it. Yes, exactly.
All right.
Is that
okay?
True of Mount Fuji?
No.
Mount
Fuji climbed all the time. Then it's obviously it must be something religious, obviously. So.
Yeah.
So then.
Is it? Ararat in Armenia?
No. It is not a super well-known mountain, me, as a casual mountain observer. So I would go for the country.
I'm sort of trying for the country. I probably won't get the mountain's name. But is it around Nepal? It's not Nepal, but is it around? Is it near Nepal?
It is, near-ish. Nepal.
It's
okay, then the country
Bhutan.
That doesn't
Good.
It only
yes.
allows a
yes.
certain amount of people in is Bhutan.
Yeah. So Josh, well, you both got Bhutan. So yes,
okay.
It is in Bhutan. And so they in 2002 outlawed mountaineering. Period. And for spiritual reasons, because the mountains are sacred. So I'm going to, maybe somebody does know the name of the mountain. I'll leave that part out.
All right. Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah.
All right. And we're a little past halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Cameron, we'll start with you.
Okay. I am looking for the country that recently has experienced an explosion of purchases of its top-level domain. So a top-level domain is the country's assigned domain extension at the end of a website, like .uk for the United Kingdom. So recently, there in the last year or so, a particular country has made a lot of money selling their domain. And then I'm also looking for the name of the highest unclimbed mountain in the world, which is in Bhutan.
All right.
So when you asked the question the first time, I went to TikTok and assumed that that was .tk and then guessed that that was Turkmenistan and then gave up. Uh-huh. But now it occurs to me it could be Tajikistan.
It is not Tajikistan, and it is, not .tk.
Okay.
But
it's not
TK. You're thinking in the right zone, I believe.
All right. I'm looking for Best Actress Oscar winners whose initials are the first and last initials are the same. We have got Helen Hayes, Claudette Colbert, Greer Garson, Sissy Spacek, Marlee Matlin, and Helen Hunt, along with this year's winner, Mikey Madison. There are still 1, 2, 3, 4 unclaimed, as well as the only two Best Actor, you know, male actors, Oscar winners who have the same first and last initials. This didn't used to happen in the old days of Hollywood. This is a recent development.
Good.
I should point out right here that John sent an email, or John Sparky and Matty, I should say, sent an email that asked if Jennifer Jones and Matthew McConaughey are on there.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Those are on the list. Jennifer Jones and Matthew McConaughey is one of the Best Actor winners. Good job, Sparky and Mary.
All right. Great. Was that it for you, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. And I am looking for the most popular boys and girls names, the three most popular boys and girls names of 2025 that have double letters in them. And that's matching double letters, I should say. As in William, for instance, which has two L's. So we have Matthew and we have William. We're still missing one of the boys' names. We don't have any of the girls' names, the top three
can
that
I
have
guess,
double letters. Yeah.
Can I
ahead.
Guess a girl's name? How about Isabella?
Yeah. Yes, that is one. Very good. Okay. Isabella.
Wow.
Good job on that.
Thank you.
And of the 100 most common words in English, what are the only two that have over five letters? Of the most 100 most common words in English, what are the only two that have over five letters? And at this point, I will say that one of them is a noun and one of them is a preposition. Okay?
Okay.
Oh.
If that helps.
Is one of them through?
Oh, good.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's not the preposition. Okay. Nuts.
No, I'm not saying it's not a preposition. It's just not one of the words.
No, you're saying it's not. I said it's not the preposition that you're looking for.
Yeah. No, it's not the preposition, right?
Nice. Okay.
And what are the five best-selling film titles ever sold on home video formats in the U.S.? And this includes VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. So I'll put all those together. I want to know the five best-selling films titles on all those formats in the U.S.
Can I guess on that? How about Star
Wars? Yeah, you can guess. Not Star Wars. No, there are no Star Wars films on here.
Wow. No. What about E.T.?
Oh,
not
good.
E.T.
What about Grease?
But you're on the right track. I mean, you know, it's family stuff.
Right. The Little Mermaid.
No, not The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Okay.
But Beauty and the Beast, then.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Now we're rolling.
Now we're in the zone. Okay.
Now we missed the obvious one. Frozen, obviously.
Not Frozen. Frozen is not on there.
Oh, all right.
And Josh, it's your turn, by the way.
Okay. I have a geography question. Here's a question for you. Put it in whatever category you want. What U.S. state capital has the lowest population ranking within its state? So I'm looking at the U.S. state capitals. You know, Boston is the most populous city in its state. Sacramento is the sixth most populous city in its state, and so on. I'm looking for the U.S. state capital which has the lowest population ranking within its state. There's a clear favorite, a clear champion, and four runners up that are sort of a little further up. But again, I'm looking for their ranking within the state. So don't get lured away by Dover, Delaware, which is indeed very small, but it is the second most populous city in its state. So it's not the answer to the question.
So this leads me to believe that the answer is not Montpelier. Vermont.
I know, that's always my guess too.
That's a very good guess. Montpelier is in the Peloton there. It's the 15th most populous city in its state. So it's one of the runners up. I have four runners up and one champion.
How about Carson City, Nevada?
not Carson City, Nevada. That's right. I think, up in single digits.
Okay.
Okay, how about Cheyenne, Wyoming?
Cheyenne, Wyoming, no, is probably one of the four or five largest, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So within the state, it is the, wait a minute, just repeat that. I just want to make sure I got it.
Montpelier is the 15th most populous city in the state of Vermont. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at state capitals, rather, that are the 12th, 13th, 15th, and 16th most populous cities within their respective states. And at the very top of the list, we have a state capital, which is number 23 in its state.
Augusta
in Maine, that's number 12. One of the ones on the list. Good job.
Hmm. But you're just looking for the absolute winner.
Oh, I'm giving bells out willy-nilly because that's how I do. I've got one that's by far the most, and four that are kind of interesting runners-up. So you've got Montpelier and you've got Augusta, and there are two others that are in that same range of, 13, 14, 15th within its state. But the runaway leader is the one that's number 23 in its respective state.
Okay.
Let's see. How about Frankfort, Kentucky?
Oh,
good guess. Well done. Yes, that's also in the runners up. That's the 13th largest city in Kentucky. So you've got the 12th.
Would you say this would be a surprising answer? You know, sir?
I don't know. I don't think so. When you think of it, you'll go, "Oh, of course."
Pierre, South Dakota.
No, you're overestimating how many urban metropolises there are in South Dakota.
All right. Okay.
All right. We'll leave it out there. See who can get it. I'll ask the question again. We're looking for the U.S. state capital that has the lowest population ranking within its state. And specifically, it is the 23rd most populous city in its state. And then somewhat behind it is another state capital that is ranked number 16 for population within its state. Cameron and Dana have already knocked off Montpelier, Vermont, Frankfort, Kentucky, and Augusta, Maine.
All right. I'm going to guess one more time. Trenton, New Jersey.
No, not even close.
All right. Okay.
Helena, Montana. No, that's there's no way.
Also a good guess, also wrong.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
Are you there, caller? Yeah, you're on. Please.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a couple of answers. The double letter in names would be Annette, Molly, maybe, and Ellen.
No, not Annette or Molly.
Or Ellen.
Not Ellen.
Though there is an E in there. There is a first name that starts with E.
Oh,
that's Ellen.
No, it's
Ellen.
No, in this case, it's not Ellen.
Okay, so the other is Concord, New Hampshire.
Good guess, but not correct. Concord is somewhere in the top 10 among hamlets of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. The question or answer, or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
And I'm calling this morning from my phone.
So are we.
Yeah, so are we. You're not the only one.
Okay, so I have a couple answers this week. I'm so excited.
All right.
The the domain extension that's exploding is AI.
Yes. Do you know what country it's for?
I was afraid you'd ask that. let me think. Anguilla?
Anguilla, yes. Good job. Okay.
Okay.
Nice work.
Now, I don't know if you got these, but the double letter best actress.
Try me.
Did anybody get Holly Hunter?
No, you're the first. Congratulations.
Okay. And then the other one is Susan Sarandon.
Good job. Yes.
Good job.
Yeah. Only the men. And then the girl's name, double letter beginning with an E. It must be Emma.
Emma is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my knee. So that was easy for me to think of. Okay. Good. Nice show. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. All right.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We are doing it by phone today, but I think we're coming through reasonably well. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. All right, let me give you just a quick question here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the three nominees for Best Picture who did not win, and I want you to tell me the missing one that did win. All right? All
okay.
The same year. So the three nominees for Best Picture that did not win, give me the missing one that did. So we have Broadcast News, Fatal Attraction, and Moonstruck. Broadcast News, Fatal Attraction, and Moonstruck. What is the missing film that won Best Picture?
Okay, so that's 80s.
85, right? I think.
Okay, oh, 80.
A bit later, but it's the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big epic film.
Okay, well, in the 80s, the big epics were Platoon and The Last Emperor. Was it one of those, I think?
That's The Last Emperor. Very good.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
1987. Good job.
I don't know if you'd call Platoon an epic, but it feels epic.
Well, yeah. A big film, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Good job. Yes. Okay. Broadcast News, Fatal Attraction, and Moonstruck with the also-rans, The Last Emperor one. That was 1987.
Okay.
And
so wait,
Dana,
I'm sorry, is there a reason that you chose that particular year to ask about? I thought this was going to be a sort of an iteration of, you know, every year you give us the three losers and
no, not particularly. I was just pointing out things that people might
go
look at.
Got it.
That's
a fun game.
I like that game.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Kevin. Thank you.
Oh, hi. 30-year listener, and I've got a couple of answers and a question I'd like to try. So for popular names, what about Anne or Sally?
Not Anne or Sally.
Okay. So here's my question, which has to do with Nobel Prizes, which were just awarded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which institutions in the Bay Area have been awarded Nobel Prizes?
Well, Berkeley.
Well, UC is
yeah.
has a embarrassment of riches here. So
yeah,
so other than UC, is that sort of what you're asking?
There are other ones besides UC, yes.
Right. Well, Stanford, of course.
Yes.
So how many colleges are on this list besides Stanford and Cal in the Bay Area?
Two laboratories and three universities.
Right. Okay. Well, Lawrence Livermore, maybe?
Actually, it was Lawrence Berkeley.
Berkeley, excuse me.
The other university is UCSF.
Oh, sure. Oh. Okay.
So Stanford, Berkeley, UCSF, And from Stanford, the other national laboratory is SLAC, Linear Accelerator, and then Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. How many prizes have they accumulated over the years?
It's quite a few. I mean, Berkeley.
Yeah, that it was 54 for you for all the UC schools. Is that around right, or are you just talking about Berkeley and the
just the Bay Area, the Bay Area schools? So right. Berkeley, Stanford, SLAC, UCSF, and the LBNL.
I'll say 30 or 25 to 30.
Much larger.
Much? Oh, okay. 45.
Larger.
Wait, I wrote a question similar to this at one point, so I have it in front of me. I think Berkeley has 83 and Stanford has 54. Is that right?
What I have is Berkeley has 24 awards. Stanford has 36, UCSF has 5, and the total is 66 Nobel Prize awards, and those were given to something like 69 or 70 laureates. And the
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what percentage of all Nobel Prizes does that represent?
On all subjects over the years?
Over all years. So 66 awards to the Bay Area schools.
Well, they give one out a year for each subject. I don't know. Josh, what do you think?
I have no idea. These are numbers that are astronomical and therefore
hard
for me to get my head around.
1901 on. One in each subject. So, yeah, 125 times 5. I don't know. I'll say 15%, 20%, something like that, maybe less.
That's pretty close. There have been 632 awards and Bay Area schools account for just over 10% of all Nobel Prizes.
Wow.
This is really impressive, I think.
Wow.
Thank you.
I agree.
Love the show.
Thank you, and thanks for listening all those years. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And anybody have a quick question they'd like to throw in here? We have a minute or a couple of minutes left. Josh?
No, I don't have any single berries. They tend to be longer. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cameron.
I have one. All right. Tonight I'm going to see the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie in 70mm. The Brutalist was recently shot in 70mm or on VistaVision. Prior to The Brutalist, what was the last film completely shot on VistaVision? This is a Dana question, perhaps.
Not really. VistaVision. VistaVision is a Paramount.
Searchers or something?
What?
Well,
The Searchers,
that's Warner Brothers. And VistaVision was a propriety thing of Paramount. So I don't know. How far back are we going? Maybe the 50s?
60s.
60s.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have no way. I just don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Should I just tell you or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or should we leave it out for 5 minutes? Okay, it was called My Six Loves from 1963.
All right.
Which I've never seen. Quick
question. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's you.
Okay, first, Yes, I just have to say I'm used to you on Sundays. I moved away and I came back, and it's shocking. Okay, but I'm getting used to it. I have one name, Emmett, for the guy, for two double letters.
Yes.
Oh.
Great. That's it.
No, I didn't hear you. That was my fault. Would you repeat that, please?
Oh no, I have a terrible connection in my apartment. Emmett, E M M, Emmett.
Not Emmett, no.
Oh, shoot. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. We're going to clean up here. So, Cameron, we'll start with you.
Okay, can I guess on one of Josh's questions real quick?
Sure.
Okay, Josh, are you counting Daniel Day-Lewis as a double letter name?
Yes, I am. I am counting okay. Daniel Day-Lewis. I poked around, and everything I can find is his name is Day-Lewis.
It so, is, yeah. Okay,
job.
Great.
That
so
is,
Daniel
Day-Lewis.
Okay, so what do I have left out? I think the only thing I have out, because we got .ai, is the name of the highest mountain in Bhutan, which is Gangkar Ponsam at 24,836 feet.
Yeah. The only double letter Oscar winner we missed is the best actress for Room at the Top. And Dana, go.
Oh, Simone Signore.
Good job. Lowest ranking population centers for state capitals. Jefferson City, Missouri is number 16th in its state. But by far the lowest ranking state capital at number 23 is the little hamlet of Olympia, Washington. The 23rd most populous city in the state of Washington.
Okay. Is that it for you?
Yes.
All right. The most popular boys and girls names with double consecutive letters in 2025, matching letters, I should say. So for boys, it's William, Matthew, and Muhammad. Muhammad.
Oh,
and
of course.
For girls, it's Emma, Charlotte, and Isabella. The five best-selling film titles ever sold on home video formats in the U.S., VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, The Lion King, Finding Nemo, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. And of the 100 most common words in English, what are the only two that have over five letters? People is the noun and because is the preposition. So you know.
Oh.
My thanks to Cameron Shaw, teacher, cinematographer. Josh Cosman writes on classical music on Substack. Thank you, Josh. And I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks for putting up with our phone business today. We'll try to have that corrected by next week. Thanks to Damian Dean Miner for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Love that guy who said he'd been listening to us for 30 years. Keep that up.
Yeah.
And have a great week, everybody. And thanks for listening and join us next Saturday morning. Take care. Bye-bye.